Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is your host tonight, Paulette Young, on America Health Crisis. Our topic tonight is going to be the danger of sea salt. Is it dangerous? Okay, polluted oceans, polluted shellfish, polluted fish. Can these be a problem for wildlife in the oceans? What did research from China say about plastic in their ocean? Is plastic present in sea salt? Could this cause health problems? Later, another hot topic tonight with your host, this is Paulette Young speaking, and our guest, Selena Lindsay, will be joining us. If you want to join us also, just call 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you can be a guest on the air also. Or if you just want to call and listen, that's fine too. Okay. Why can sea salt be dangerous to your health? There's a lot of talk about ocean pollution. One of the elements that have polluted our ocean is plastic. China has done some research and has found there are microbeads of plastic in their ocean. Because of the dumping of plastic in the ocean, there is concern that this pollution has contaminated the sea salt, shellfish, other fish. We eat the salt, the fish, and now we end up with plastic in our system. And how well is that plastic going to, is our bellies going to, or intestines going to digest all of that pollution? Can this possibly cause some unknown disease? Will this plastic pollution cause us to become unhealthy? No one will sit there, you will not sit at your table and eat plastic, but the various products we're consuming has plastic in the products. Some of the plastic that's shown up in our ocean, some of these tiny, what they call plastic beads, because it's been broken down, are found in rock salt, sea salt, facial scrubs, exfoliants. The average person, they said, within a year will have digested 1,000 plastic beads a year. The plastic beads down from anything from your shopping bags that's been broken down, plastic bottles, cosmetic products, toothpaste. What happens is the sea life, like your shellfish and regular fish, that stuff is ending up in their system. So if you eat that, you're also eating the plastic. Now, the cosmetic manufacturers will phase out the plastic beads found in shower gel, toothpaste, and some facial scrubs. They said they're going to phase it out by 2020. But you remember Teflon? They said that they were going to get rid of Teflon by 2010 because they know that it caused cancer. Teflon is still there being sold. Go to Marshall's, go to Walmart, go to Ross, all those stores, they still have Teflon still on, but they were supposed to phase it out. But when we went to economic problems, they put that one on the back burner and said now they've moved it to 2025. So now they're telling us, you know, this plastic stuff, they're going to phase it out by 2020. That remains to be seen. It'd be great if they do, but we know how politics work. And we have Selena Lindsay on the line. Hi, Selena. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Great. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Go ahead.
Okay. I run several different nonprofits, and I am a retired CPA. My commitment is to basically try to do a few things that are beneficial to the public and to try to help basically low-income people and people that are indigenous with a few problems that I think are significant to life.
Okay, and towards the end of the show, Selena's going to give you some names of these organizations that she either is involved with or she's over them, and she'll give you the numbers, the contact information also, and what they do. Okay, Selena, what do you have to say about the danger of sea salt that no one's paying attention to?
Well, number one, it's amazing that they get away with these kinds of things, and that, first of all, the people that are supposed to watch over us and make sure that these things don't get into our food chain, it sounds pretty interesting to me in previous shows when we talked about certain kinds of things in water. It seems that their thought is, since it's so small, it is no danger. But as usual, now we're dealing with significant problems, and especially in some of the previous things that you talked about with the fish. These small particles of plastic, they found that, of course, they already know that plastic, which is a byproduct usually made from oil, when it gets into the system, it's one of the reasons that it can significantly increase people with cancer and people with having various different diseases and problems in their lower intestinal tract, if not somewhere else in the body. In addition, the way the industry has chosen to deal with it, and some of the companies, and also some of the great places that we go when we go on a cruise ship, they don't necessarily take the trash and bring it back home with them. They dump it into the ocean. And
well,
these are the kinds
that.
Of things. Yes.
Is that legal?
Well, who's out there to stop them? Where's the police?
I didn't know that was illegal. That
yeah, they're not
horrible.
Supposed to, but that's kind of what happens to it. They don't. You don't see a ship pull up and then they pump all of the waste from the toilets and things. They put it in the ocean. And this method of using the ocean as a gigantic toilet, it's starting to, as they say, come home to roost.
Yeah, because, you know, it's been years they've been talking about it, but now they have total evidence of what's happening.
Exactly. And even some of the organizations that rescue some of the birds and various different fish, when fish shows up with and they open up a whale and they find a bunch of garbage bags full of plastic and various different items, which obviously come off of the ship because the whale goes up and swallow the whole thing because he thinks it's food. That's where they dump the garbage. And these things end up in his stomach, and it's a part of what they've been eating, along with some of the smaller fish, which are eating various different waste products. And also these things turn up into food. And in terms of salt and other products that are on the market that they put these items in there for, the question becomes, why are they putting it in there?
Yeah, why are they putting it in there?
Yeah. They put small components in there so that they can obviously make more money. It adds to weight. It certainly doesn't add to taste. So it's interesting that certain bylaws inside of the food industry give them a license to literally, as you and I would say, put anything in our food and get away with it if it's just a little bit.
Well, they started with the fillers with the hamburger meat. We don't know how much is hamburger and how much is, I don't know what the fillers are. Hopefully it ain't plastic. I said, wow.
Well,
so, and we used to think of fish as safe. Not anymore.
Well, one of their main fillers, which everybody was really happy with, which was soy. And now they find out that soy isn't good for humans. Soy needs to be fed to the horses and the cows. But it's a filler.
Yeah, for the little boys, it can make them sterile. still there are parents that don't know that. And that was supposed to be okay if you were lactose intolerant. And now it's considered not okay because your child, a boy's fed that thing over time, won't be able to produce children.
And wouldn't you know that who would be the ones that buy the most of that kind of food? It's poor people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wealthy, you're not going to McDonald's.
No, you're not.
Some interesting things that go on in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And they perpetuate these things. And in terms of salt is a product,
mm-hmm.
whether you're wealthy or poor. If you
mm-hmm.
use certain kinds of salt, which, you know, a lot of people went to using sea salt, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They put
That's
it in the
worst
too.
One.
I know.
Sea salt's the worst one. We thought processed white salt. This one's even worse. And, you know, anyone tuning in right now, this is America Health Crisis. You've been listening to Selena Lindsay speak. I'm Paulette Young, also the host of the show. And if you want to speak also, you can call 858-769-4936. And if you can listen or you can press 1 and contribute to the conversation. What is the answer to all this?
Well, the answer is fortunately rooted in one of the agencies, which at this particular time under this new administration is certainly being dismantled, which would be two individuals, the people that administrate the food,
mm-hmm.
and Environmental Protection Agency. Mm-hmm. And at this particular point, certain things as we continue to do our research and check out what's in our food,
mm-hmm.
it's a comedy. We're dealing with Abbott and Costello, and
mm-hmm.
they're laughing all the way to the bank.
And I wonder, you know, Alaska doesn't have this problem. And if you taste fish from there, it's so different. So different. I haven't heard any complaints. China's is horrible. And our oceans here are horrible, except for I haven't heard any complaints in the Alaska area.
Yeah, well, it's they do find fish there that migrate there because whales go there and
mm-hmm.
then they come back to warmer waters during the summer.
Yeah, well, speaking of the pollution
mm-hmm.
part, finding lots of plastic in their water. Like, you go to China, you can find a lot of plastic in the water. Around here in California, you can find that plastic in the water here, too. There are certain regions that it's not as dominant as it is in others.
Well, one of the things that comes with it is the pollution itself. And I think as people, we need to be more concerned about what we do with things that we throw into the water. And
mm-hmm.
And those that go boating and go fishing and leaving these items such as beer cans and bottles, especially
mm-hmm.
plastic bottles, and even this new plastic that they make is prevalent to the same thing. Some of the newer methods of disposing of the plastic is turning out to be an interesting phenomena. Because they're even talking about making housing and other things out of the same plastic. But studies haven't been done. As to, first of all, in the first place, some studies are done, which it names certain plastics that are not good for humans to be around, which we've done a number of radio shows about various different types of plastics. And some of the same stuff is prevalent to these plastic beads that they're finding both in humans and in fish. And other components that visitate polluted waters.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more concerned about the kinds of things that we readily throw into the water, candy wrappers, bottles, food items that contain food, all are covered in this plastic, and also fruit. Since I'm in the transportation business, one of the things that they do to apples is they coat it with plastic. And so I would say what you need to do is wash it with soap and be sure that you remove that nice shiny glow on it. That's why a lot of people take an apple and they think they're doing something. They rub it on their clothes and get it all nice and shiny and consume that plastic. the plastic that's on those apples is not good for you. It makes the food look good, which again is something that I think the Food Administration needs to do something about. They need to stop allowing the industry to do this because these things are more and more evidence is coming to light that it is not a good thing. And it is creating medical problems, especially when you're getting more and more people, especially people that are coming up with lymphatic type cancers and cancers which start in the intestines and the stomach. And I'd be the first one to say we need to take a stronger look because these items, that's exactly where they go. And because they're being consumed from a number of different consumer streams. And also, too, the biochemical makeup, because it not only includes the plastic, because we well know that the basic plastic comes from an oil derivative, and then they add to it other derivatives that are not good for us either. And we have to also write our congressmen, write our senators, and make them aware that we don't like these things because these are the so-called people that represent us, the people. So long as we're not complaining, then it must be okay.
That's what it seems like, and I think it's just need to be more education, more public awareness, and people literally boycott these things. Don't buy it. In Europe, they're already planning not to, it can't be in the cosmetics anymore. And they're huge on cosmetics. And they're saying, no, this has to be taken out. You don't have to have it in there.
Well,
so all
just,
that exfoliating and all those why did they put that stuff in the cosmetic in the first place? Just so that, you know, you get more for your dollar?
Well,
and why are we so slow in reaction? I haven't heard anything about the United States taking anything out of their cosmetics. It's everything's either China or overseas that plan to take it out. I haven't heard any, I haven't read any reports on what the United States plan to do.
Well, they plan to go to the bank.
Until there's public outcry.
Yeah, that's their usual plan. Their usual plan is at
the bank.
Europe and
China already planning to take it out, and we're not saying anything, not a word. I couldn't find one article saying that we plan to follow and do the same thing. It's like quiet.
Nope, it's business as usual.
I'm glad the environmental people are staying on top of what's happening with the pollution and not just reporting what's happening here in the United States, but worldwide. But
well, also,
they don't have the power, I guess, to, do something to stop this, what's happening here.
Well, one of the big buyers that my hat's off to is Costco. Costco refuses. They will not buy fish that comes from certain areas, period. It is not sold.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great.
And they clearly post a sign that you won't find certain fish, shrimp and catfish and other kinds of things in their supermarket at all. They do not sell it.
Now, they do sell shrimp.
Yes, they do sell shrimp,
from...
but they don't come from polluted waters.
Oh, okay.
No,
oh,
various
no.
places. That, yeah, they do not sell that product.
Oh, wow.
They're a little meticulous about what it is that they sell. Even their down product, Kirkland, they're particular about the contents and where they come from and what's in it. So there are a few retailers out there that are beginning to show concern to the consumers, not all about the money.
It's very, you know what, if they don't get the adults with the food, children too, a lot of kids don't eat fish, but and I know pregnant moms definitely don't eat fish. Pediatricians and the OBGYN doctors don't want them to have the fish when they're pregnant. They're either going to get the people through the food, or you got a whole generation of young people that think it's okay to smoke that pot and don't realize their hippocampus is not developed till age 25. So it's like you have a whole society of being bombarded with things that is going to affect either your health, you know, physical health, or the brain. And there's just not enough education, not enough talk on it.
And one of the biggest enemies is the children, because it takes much smaller amounts.
Right.
And the kinds of things that children eat, because plastic is in a number of different food products.
So do we go back to just eating a cow? Remember, down on the beef with the cow ain't chewing no plastic, let me tell you.
Well, that's like soy. If you had soy out in the field, the cow would never go there. They would go eat the grass.
Mm-hmm. Nope. So, anyway, for those that are listening, you're on America Health Crisis. You just heard Selena Lindsay give some very valuable information, and we'll give a plug out for Costco, because their fish and where it's coming from isn't affected by the plastic, which is, those are some good things to know. I'm not sure where some of the other locations, I'm positive there's other places that their fish, where it's coming from, you don't have to worry about the plastic. I know Alaska is one of them. You don't have to worry about plastics the way you will if it's coming from China. That's kind of scary. Especially, well, they mostly talk about the shellfish, like your crab, your lobster, shrimp. Those are your shellfish. But they're also finding it in regular ships, fish also. Anyway, we'll be on the air again next Monday. Same time, 8 p.m., and you would call in if you want to speak, 858-769-4936, and press 1. Again, 858-769-4936, and press 1 if you want to contribute to the conversation. Selena Lindsay comes with a large background, and so she's going to give you, if you have a pen and paper, you may want to jot down some of the numbers that she's going to give you right now. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the organizations which I always talk about is Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life represents, they are the second largest food bank in Southern California, and they're also in Maine. Sowing Seeds for Life, it's all one word. You can go to our website and see exactly what it is that they do. They provide food, clothes, and other necessities for those that need it. So if you are a person that is having a little stress with food, and you're within the area, and it's located at 1350 Arrow Highway in Laverne, California, should you have more questioning, please go to the website or please call Fran Robinson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. And they're also open to any donations or if you'd just like to come out and help. Sowing Seeds for Life is now currently serving over 20,000 people a month. The next organization I'd like to talk about is called the 777 Warehouse. The warehouse, primarily what they do is they provide a breakfast. They also provide food. They provide training in various different things. They work with teenagers. They also work with some of the youth that get into a little bit of trouble with the law. The person that runs that organization, his name is Willie Walker. He can be reached at area code 909-567-5824. The next organization is Coley Outreach. Coley Outreach specializes in working with various individuals, especially men that have served a little time, more specifically parolees. In providing housing, counseling, and direction of some place for them to be able to go so that they can be re-entered into society. Coley Outreach is run by Keith Coley, and he can be reached at area code 909-358-7391. In closing, I always give this little statement, which I think that tells a little bit about who we are and what we do. We are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. We believe in fishing rods rather than fish and implementing sustainable environmental practices. We believe that we are changing behaviors that contribute to poverty. This is Selena Lindsay. To all of you, I'd like to say good night.
Thank you, Selena. Selena, and as you can see, Selena comes with a very, very large background in helping people that are in need and providing public service where the needs are. And again, that Sowing Seeds for Life, that's L.A. County. So anyone living in the L.A. County area is free to come out to the food bank the first and third Wednesday of every month from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Did I say that time right?
Yes.
I believe it's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so we'll be on the air next Monday again, as I mentioned before. We're on every Monday at 8 p.m. And you can always call in or listen to the podcast. And the number to call in is still, again, 858-769-4936. And I want to mention again, I know we haven't been saying much about it, but we need to mention it each time, too, the importance of HIV testing procedure. Two tests is better than one. You can go up on the website, on YouTube. It'll say there is a radio broadcast on that subject, the importance of taking the standard HIV test. It's the one to give everyone's antibody test and to take the genetic test where you'll know your status within 11 days, and that's the RNA or ribonucleic acid test. It's very important to take. Red Cross gives both, and when you donate your blood, the U.S. Armed Forces give both so that they know the status of their soldiers. And also if a mother's pregnant, they give both the standard test, the antibody test, and they also give the RNA test, the ribonucleic acid test, which tests for the genetic material to the virus. So you'll know in a shorter time your status. Because right now, 50% of all new cases here in the United States is below age 25. Okay, and we'll see you again on American Health Crisis next Monday. Thank you.
Good night, all.